This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To leave our mark on this Friday, 19th of April is upon us. How do you do? Just joining us, I'm Doug, but then you probably knew that. You recognize my voice from having been here since Moses walked the earth. Jennifer Horn is here for reasons that will become obvious in a matter of moments. Victoria Keelan is here because she's supposed to be here, as is Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio. Everybody is where they are supposed to be as we discuss the ramifications. I turned on public radio. I turned on private radio. I turned on television. You'd think that we'd gone to war with the Chinese. We had this special report, and this person's reading that report, and somebody else is reading it from the other side, and one person from Orange County, the Orange County Register, Jennifer, was saying, there's no proof of anything in here. Another guy who writes for some other magazine or newspaper says, oh, yes, we should hang Trump out to dry. So imagine you have had conversations aplenty. Maybe all of us have. I haven't conversed with anybody because, sadly, I didn't have anybody to converse with. But I do have my thoughts. Jennifer, why don't you start?
Just talk to yourself. That's what we always do.
Thank you. I've been doing that for years, too. All right.
What's really, really amusing, to me anyway, I don't know, in watching all of this unfold, it was kind of like the World Series of politics, and they were following Attorney General Barr from his home into his motorcade all the way to the Justice Department.
He had a motorcade?
Well, he had like four cars with him. I guess that's a mini motorcade, right? So he gave a half-hour press conference yesterday in which he explained how he made redactions, why he made redactions, and about releasing the report. You would have thought that the guy was up there trying to, I don't know, sell you snake oil or something, the way the media reacted to this. Now, I have a different take on it. The media was appalled that the attorney general would come up and introduce this report before the report was actually pushed out. But I kind of understand it. When you are doing something that is unprecedented, when you are doing something where there was a huge investigation into someone, and that someone isn't charged, yet you're still kind of releasing the report and all the details surrounding it. That kind of stuff doesn't usually happen in our justice system, and it usually is accompanied with some sort of explanation. And so for people who are asking for transparency, I think we got some of it when the attorney general came out and said, look, I'm going to give you the report. Here's how I made my decisions to redact. Here's who saw it. Here's who had input into those decisions. Here's the report. That's not the last time we're ever going to talk to Bill Barr. He's already got 2 days of scheduled testimony before the House and the Senate coming up in the first week of May. So that's already on the books. We know there can be a ton of questions asked to them, and there should be, for an open and transparent Department of Justice. So the report comes out, and people go crazy. And in my estimation, I've started reading through some of this, and it's
to page 1050.
It's exactly what I thought
it downloaded.
It would be.
On the Amazon site for $10.50.
That's ridiculous. It's up on the DOJ site, and you can kind of go through it there. And what's funny is that even though it does have some redactions to it, in most cases, you can kind of, if you've been following the news cycle, you can kind of figure out whose name has been removed because a lot of this stuff has leaked out into the news media. there's just, this is kind of what I thought it was, and that was, or that I thought it would be, and that is that there'd be no conspiracy, no collusion, and that when it came to obstruction of justice, you'd have kind of a strongly worded thing that could be embarrassing to the president. So Mueller kind of left it open, and it's too bad. Alan Dershowitz has been saying he shouldn't have left any loose ends. If he had enough for obstruction, he should have charged the president, and if he didn't have enough for obstruction, he should have cleared him, because when you leave it up for debate, then all you're doing is allowing the politicos to start spinning, which means it becomes more of a turf war even than it was 2 weeks ago between Democrats and Republicans. So in this report, the collusion and conspiracy are largely cleared. He does talk about the Russian effort to go and influence the election and cause chaos. In part two of this, when he's talking about obstruction of justice, he talks about 10 occasions when the president could have obstructed justice. Now, the attorney general argues if there was no crime, then there was really no way that he could have obstructed justice. The president was frustrated. He was accused of treason, which is punishable by the death penalty. And so he would go up to people and say, well, can I fire Jeff Sessions? Can I fire Robert Mueller? Can I do all of this stuff? And the people around him didn't do that. And that allowed him to continue his role as president probably into 2020 and maybe even get reelected again, because they didn't act on that. So because there was no action, it's hard to prove that there was any obstruction. So now you'll have Democrats and Republicans fighting it out in Congress. There will be testimony. Robert Mueller has already been called to testify. Both Adam Schiff and Representative Nadler from the Judiciary and the Intelligence Committee have asked him to come and testify about his thoughts and feelings on all of this before May 23rd. So this is not over by any stretch. There'll be a lot of testimony. And we're now in the political realm. So is there anything criminal here for the president? No. Will there be some political ramifications? Yes. Do I think it's to double down? If you are the Democratic-led House, it's a big risk to double down and go after impeaching the president when you need two-thirds of the Senate to actually remove him from office, and that action is pretty unpopular with the American people. So what could be next? Okay, they could embarrass him and use it against him in 2020, or they could impeach him, and I think it's a political risk if they pursue impeachment, because there weren't any big surprises that hadn't been already leaked out from the news media during this investigation.
So it seemed to me, and the read that I got from listening to all of it, that Adam Schiff, who seems to be the leader of the band, I wonder what his constituents,
I am a constituent,
like him. Is he doing his job? What's his job? His job is to represent the people in his district. To do what? This stuff? Chase them around all day, every day? That's what
people talk about all the time. He doesn't even live in his district. He lives in Maryland, and he comes back occasionally and, you know, watches a parade every once in a while. So we feel, or at least a lot of people that I know feel left behind by Adam Schiff, because he's focused so much on the national stuff, on the president, and less about the local issues of his constituents.
So how is the taxpayer served by this? How is the citizenry served by this? We all know that Trump is a scoundrel in some ways, and that he has certainly the ability to use his position, or might have, or could have, to gain. That's sort of the human condition, whether it's good or it isn't, whether you like his ethics or you don't. But under the circumstances, impeaching him, I got the drift yesterday that no one, including the people who are at the top of the Democratic Party, want to do this. They wished for it, I suppose, but they didn't think they could get the job done. So then we just listen to them talk. If you want to or you don't, just shut the TV or the radio off. Victoria, what's your read on this?
I really don't have much of an opinion on it. It's everything that I know Donald Trump to be my whole life, being in local newspapers. This is how he does business.
Yeah.
It's, you know, he's kind of like a mafia boss, and that's how he's always been referred to. So this to me is just, it furthers, I don't think the president has any integrity, and to me this report kind of shows that. So that's my take on it. I don't think he should be impeached over it, and I think it would be a huge mistake for the Democrats to even try to go down that rabbit hole. I think there are plenty of other things that people are unhappy with Trump. If you're not on his team, there are plenty of real issues that we could talk about, and I think this kind of stuff is just, it doesn't help our cause at all.
One of the things that's interesting about the report is that it did put in black and white what a lot of people have been suspecting for a long time, and that is that when this investigation got started, a lot of people in the Department of Justice said it got started because of a guy named George Papadopoulos, who was kind of like a low-level worker in the Trump campaign who was spied on. Well, it didn't start, we found out now, with George Papadopoulos. It started with that dossier that we've been hearing so much about. And what was confirmed in the Mueller report, the one that McCain trafficked, it was started, and it was always believed to be started by Republicans, by Hillary Clinton and the DNC. They went in on it together, and they paid a firm called Fusion GPS to hire a foreign spy, Christopher Steele, who then contracted with our foreign adversary, Russia, the government, to get these weird secrets that were ended up not being true about Trump. And that's what started this investigation. And so this is not over on the other side of the aisle as well, because when we're talking about when we talk about the integrity of the president, we talk about the integrity of our elected officials, we also have to talk about the integrity, first and foremost, of the Department of Justice. And it looks now even more likely, and this is sad, as an American this makes me sad, that our Department of Justice was weaponized to go after a political opponent. And so now there's an investigation going on into that, which will be coming out as well. And so this just, I think, exposes people more to how dirty politics really are, and about how dirty the system of law is, sadly, in this country at the highest levels. Because one thing you may not realize is that when George Papadopoulos, who was kind of at the center of this, the way they were able to get a warrant on him is by, and James Comey and Andrew McCabe, the heads of the FBI and the deputy director of the FBI, testified to this under oath. They leaked out a fake story to the news media. Yahoo News bit, and they picked it up, and they went with that fake news story. Then James Comey and Andrew McCabe took that fake news story to a FISA court judge to pull a FISA warrant, which means that you can spy on an American citizen. That FISA warrant was granted because of the newspaper article corroborating their story. And George Papadopoulos and anybody that he ever talked to and anybody that those people ever talked to then were eligible for being spied on by the American government. Imagine that. Imagine that web. It's not just Doug Steffen, but it's when Doug calls Jen or Victoria or Kara, and then everybody that Jen and Victoria and Caracol all get kind of caught up into this. So we're going to learn a lot in the next few months.
The government has been used, or agencies of the government have been used as weapons before. Back in the Tricky Dick era, sure, he used the IRS to get his enemies, and he had a lot of them, a big long list, the enemies list even. It was called the enemies list.
I know the Obama administration went after conservative and religious groups. Remember
right,
that with
right
the IRS?
Too, yeah.
A few years ago.
So the leaders do weaponize the agencies, which is completely inappropriate. All right, so there's a good way for us to have an overview of the big one this week, the story of the president and all of the things that were or weren't redacted. I want you to think about getting healthy as you go through the Good Friday efforts, the weekend, it's Easter, you're going to do a lot of eating, probably gain a pound or two if you're like most of us with all the Easter eggs. No more crash diets, drugs, or stimulants are necessary, though, to lose weight. All you need is one simple product called Calitrin. Calitrin is the all-natural, healthy choice to help you lose weight the safe way. Proven it is. Calitrin is proven to help with weight loss. And also because the main ingredient is collagen, which keeps your body together. Not only does it help you promote healthy, lean muscle mass and weight loss because it pushes the fat out, but it also helps keep your joints supported because the main ingredient in the joint support is collagen. And all kinds of other things in your body, if you got arthritis or acid reflux, this helps you with that too. A very good decision. You've made a good decision if you decide to go to toploss.com for this week's special deal, the Easter deal. Buy three bottles of Calitrin, and that's a 90-day supply. You'll get three bottles free. So program, usually it lasts and does the best if you have a six-month supply. Do it for 6 months. Take them every night before you go to bed. You'll lose the weight. You'll keep it off, and your body will benefit in so many other ways. So use the DJV code, check that box, go to toploss.com and get 3 months free when you buy 3 months. That's the deal. Extended for this next week for the DJV audience. Toploss.com, lose that weight safely and keep it off. toploss.com. The code is DJV. Happy Thanksgiving.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Recognizable and identifiable songs, the sound of Fleetwood Mac, been in and out of the news the last few weeks as they now are going to reschedule this North American tour that they started, and then they had to cancel a number of shows because Stevie Nicks got sick. They've announced the rescheduled dates for their tour. Basically, all of them have been moved into the fall. New dates also have been announced for shows in Toronto and Philadelphia, Winnipeg, Calgary, Edmonton. One show Fleetwood Mac will not make up is their announced replacement for the Stones at the New Orleans Jazz Festival, when the Stones were forced to postpone the North American No Filter Tour so Mick could undergo heart surgery. Fleetwood Mac stepped in to replace them, and then 5 days after that, Fleetwood Mac announced that they had to cancel their gig at Jazz Fest because Stevie had the flu, and panic was looking
widespread
around.
Panic.
That's awful.
That's a horrible. I feel sorry for anyone who bought these tickets because that to go from the Stones to Fleetwood, that's okay, but then you add in widespread panic. That's terrible.
I don't even know who they are.
They're
who
awful.
Are they?
Archer. Yeah, they're awful.
All right. So
like
as far
a band
as
from the 90s, they're terrible.
Really? All right. As far as the dates are concerned, here are the list. Rescheduled was Boston, October 28th, October 30th in Quebec City, November 1st, Toronto, November 3rd is Philadelphia, Winnipeg is the 7th of November. That'd be a good birthday present to go see him October 28th. Let's see what else. Well, anyway.
Wink, wink. I know, right? He loves to be like, whoa, that would make a great birthday present, ladies.
Well, it's not actually beyond my birthday because it's Thanksgiving this weekend anyway. And so
stop saying that in your weird, warped world. You're confusing people. It's Easter.
Friday. That's right. Doggone it, I forgot about it. How can I get that confused? That's just another event so we can eat. and celebrate. That's what it is. All right, so there's the Fleetwood Mac story. You're into that. Help yourself. Here's a good tune from a great lady. Very interesting. Mavis Staples keeps getting funky. A new song I called Anytime from her upcoming album, We Get By. And it ain't no needing you trying. A lot of the Staples singers in there. Song called We Get By.
The
Anytime is from the album We Get By,
yep.
Right? It's coming out Thanksgiving weekend, too. Did you know that?
Yeah, oh, gosh. Mother's Day weekend.
It's coming out on my birthday, so this would be a good birthday present for me.
Okay. So lots of new songs written by Ben Harper, who produced the album as well. Meditations on civil rights, gun violence, progressive work. Yet to be finished in the U.S. That'll go on forever, I think. She released the song Change as the first taste of the album a little bit ago. She's 80 years old. And she's going to go on tour to celebrate her 80th birthday. New York, L.A., Nashville. That'll be fun. And she'll have some guests at each of the shows to perform with. David Byrne of Talking Heads, Jason Isbell, John Baptiste, John Prine, L. King, Benjamin Booker. All the proceeds from these events are going to go toward Newport Folk Festival Foundation's work with music education programs. So another, a tip of the hat, or maybe a tip of the grog, to salute Mavis Staples, who's at it again and still and on the road again, too. Very good. Yeah, I love the Staples singers and that staple music from that era. It's been around since the 60s, believe it or not. It's 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Game over, the Mueller report released, and more people mulling it over online, reading it. President Trump reacts at the White House.
No collusion, no obstruction.
The president going on to say,
there never was, by the way, and there never will be.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Capitol Hill telling reporters,
the thought Bill Barr at age 69, as a second tour as Attorney General, would do anything to tarnish his own image or reputation is completely ridiculous.
As for the move forward, McConnell saying,
I look forward to seeing what the Attorney General has to say. He's going to be before the Judiciary Committee on May the 1st. As he indicated, there are some members of Senate and House who will be shown unredacted portions of that. I will be among those 8 people, and it's pretty clear to me he's trying to be as open as possible.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust. Come in now during our Stock the Shop event and save up to 25% off select tools and accessories from DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Like $40 off a Bostitch 16-gauge finished nail gun now for just $139. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 421. See store for details. U.S. only.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
At the hour here on the DJV program, I've been saying Happy Thanksgiving just for the fun of it. It is Good Friday, and that precedes Easter, Easter weekend, in fact. Lots of things that you can mull over, by the way, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show. One very penetrating overview of a problem with the youngsters that you can read about and engage in the conversation there at DJV show. .com or facebook.com/DJV show. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. So let's get into what we have cooking here, Victoria. Well, I can sing along, right?
Oh, well, we do know that you love this song. And you're listening to, this is the 1939 recording by Kate Smith of God Bless America. And if you go to a Yankee game from now on, you will no longer hear this during the seventh inning stretch. They
really
started playing this song, this version particularly, right after 9/11, and it's kind of become a Yankee tradition. However, some things about Ms. Smith have come to the surface.
Oh, goody. Let's hear it.
Uh-oh.
And they're pretty awful and pretty racist. And so that's why the Yankees have ditched this version. And they have not said what they're going to replace it with, if it's just going to be a different version of the song or if they're going to do some live performances. But apparently, Ms. Smith was a famous singer before and during World War II. And she recorded an offensive jingle called Pickaninny Heaven, which was directed at, quote-unquote, colored children who should fantasize about an amazing place with, quote, great big watermelons, among other treats. And apparently there was a video that she shot for the song that takes place, it's so bad, it takes place in an orphanage for black children, and much of the imagery is apparently very, very racist. And so then she also recorded, and this is where it gets super bad, it's called, quote, That's Why Darkies Were Born, with the lyric line, someone had to pick the cotton. So, the Yankees found out about this.
She found out that she did that. She sang the song. What? Where did that stuff come from?
She recorded this back in the 40s, I guess.
No, I understand 50s. That. But did the quote that you just used, was that from her?
Yeah, that's a lyric line.
From the video? The lyric line.
It's from the song, yeah. That's why
Darkies
Were Born.
I never heard this story before.
Yeah. I hadn't either. No, really, very few people had heard of this.
Who
uncovered
this? Where did it come from?
That's a good question. Someone in the Yankees organization or a fan has brought this to the attention. So, she died in 1986, and she also endorsed a racist, quote-unquote, mammy doll in 1939 that was based on a racist caricature of a black woman, kind of like an Aunt Jemima type of thing.
Aunt Jemima.
And, yeah. And so, when the Yankees started investigating this, they found that there was definitely a lot of offensive stuff here, and so they decided to err on the side of caution, and they've taken her version out. And they also said that they're going to, the last time they've had bad luck with God Bless America. In 2009, there was a singer named Ronan Tynan, and he had a regular spot singing.
Tenor.
I think he is Irish, right?
He's an Irish tenor, yeah.
He had a regular spot singing God Bless America for the Yankees, and then he had made some pretty anti-Semitic remarks. He later apologized and said he was joking, but that was enough for the Yankees to pull the plug on him, too. So I think we just need someone who is squeaky clean, who also sings God Bless America for the Yankees. So,
you know,
and then actually, this woman, little thing that's kind of interesting. In 1982, Kate Smith, the singer here in question, was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by Ronald Reagan. So I don't know if anybody really knew her past.
Apparently nobody did, or they wouldn't have gotten that far.
Her past wasn't bad when she did it. Does that make sense? It wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say that, but things have changed culturally as to what is what's appropriate and what's not. And I remember at Christmas time, I think I told you guys, because, you know, Doug likes to celebrate holidays that aren't. So, Merry Christmas. And I was watching called Holiday Inn, which I hadn't seen yet. I'd never seen it. It's an old movie. And when I was shocked to see that they had kind of like they had a mammy character that all of this. And I thought, wow, it's amazing that we actually still even see this movie, because so many things, when they're deemed to be distasteful in modern culture, they just go away or disappear. I think it's
a cultural impact.
I'm not defending what she did, because that sounds awful.
No, there's no defense for it.
Right.
But there were different mores and standards at the time. I'm surprised. I used to, when I was a kid, I mean a little boy, when television first came, I go back to when television actually first came out in the 1940s, we had a Stromberg Carlson television set. The screen was so small, it had a magnifying glass on it, so you could actually see what was on the picture. No joke, that really was the first.
I've never heard of that, but that's hilarious.
Yeah. It included a television set, a radio, and there was no FM radio, it was just AM radio, and a phonograph. And I remember playing that song on the phonograph. We had a copy of it. And every afternoon at 4 o'clock, there were three TV shows that that people watched in the afternoon. And I remember watching Kate Smith, whose theme at the time was When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain. Then it was Howdy Doody Time. And after that, let's see, Pinky Lee. Ew-hoo, it's me. My name is Pinky Lee. And I skip and run, bring lots up under you and you and me. That was 1949, 50, 51, somewhere in there. Kate Smith's, when, if you go, I'm sure you can Google it someplace, the television show was called The Kate Smith Show, and there was, the backdrop was a picture of a moon. She was a very jovial sort of lady. Again, the acceptance of that sort of thing, or people even paying attention to it. The number one breakfast item on the shelves in that era was Aunt Jemima pancake mix. Can you imagine Aunt Jemima syrup?
That still exists.
It's still around? Is it really?
Those bottles still exist, right?
Oh, my God. I didn't know that was still around.
I hate fake maple syrup, so I don't buy it, not because of, you know, any racist things. Like,
people haven't, haven't probably figured out it's racist yet. Don't worry. Now that you've just awakened them, it should be, just continued from the supermarket by next week.
Today is Good Friday, commemorating the death of Jesus on the Mount Calvary, the site just outside the walls of Jerusalem then. Now it's inside the walls of Jerusalem, and there's a church. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre is built on the ground where Jesus was crucified. Friday before Easter, most of the Christians, whether it be Catholic or Protestant, doesn't make a difference what the denomination is, celebrate Holy Thursday yesterday and Good Friday today, and then over the weekend, Easter Sunday, the resurrection of Jesus. A lot of it's good conversation, frankly. The most of the Catholics and Protestants don't want it to lead to a discussion of the afterlife, but that's really kind of what it is. That's what I take from it. And I think that I have always had a strong belief in all of the messages from Jesus, who was a fabulous healer. I think Moses, well, I think all these people who really did exist in history have fabulous lessons for all of us to learn, and we continue to learn them in various ways. So I think Good Friday, there's a lot of good beyond the message of the cross and religion. There's just a lot, there's a lot there. And with the focus on Easter Sunday, after today, eating things, the Easter egg hung, I don't know whether you did it when you were kids, I did Easter egg hunts. My children did. Did you do Easter egg hunts? All three of them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you eat the Easter eggs after you found them?
No. They were plastic. Yeah.
Oh, were they? We dyed them.
Well,
we actually dyed real eggs.
I wouldn't advise putting your real eggs out in the grass and leaving them there for a while and then
to
going
warm
to
up.
Eat them afterwards.
Yeah. Well, yeah, see, I think that you used to hide... Yeah, you would hide the dyed eggs. We would dye eggs, but we would put those in the refrigerator and hide the plastic eggs.
Really?
Right, yeah.
No, we had eggs that were hidden all over the place. Matter of fact, the other day, did I say this on the air? I drove by the house, I think I did say, talk about the house where I lived when I was just a little boy for a couple of years. And now I'm thinking about
there's
the
still
Easter
some eggs
egg.
There?
I
where you're going with this?
They're like, what is that smell?
Yeah.
All right, so here are the parameters. For those of you who are going to dye eggs, you want to make sure you don't have salmonella poisoning. This is so 2019. Start off making sure your hard-boiled eggs are hard-boiled and they were fresh. Fresh eggs, big weekend for eggs. There's a lot of conversation about eggs this week. Didn't we have the conversation? We did have a lady on the program talking about caged hens and how bad the eggs were as opposed to free-range. Yep, okay, so get the free-range eggs. Suppose you want to eat them afterwards, but the girls are all going to say, don't eat them afterwards, don't do it.
I love how we sound.
Drop eggs in a pot of water. Can you boil water? The sinkers are good. The floaters should be tossed.
What's the difference, though?
The gas in the egg.
They'll smell. The floaters have gas. That means they're no good.
Ooh.
When it comes to unless you're not going to eat them, and if you're not going to eat them, then you can use any one of them.
Right.
But undecorated hard-boiled eggs in the shell last for a week in the refrigerator. I boil them every week and feed them to Daisy for her breakfast. And that's about it. You use them, you keep them for a week, that's about it. Peeled hard-boiled eggs should be eaten the same day for the best quality, according to the egg board. Don't freeze your eggs. Who thinks of freezing eggs? Anybody freeze their eggs?
No. Apparently you can freeze eggs out of the shell. Like if you crack them, and I guess you can freeze them. I don't know why anyone would ever do that, but apparently you can do that. I've never heard of it.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. If you've used eggs for decorations, kept the dyed eggs at room temperature, throw them out. Any food that's been between 40 and 140 degrees in the danger zone for more than 2 hours, do not eat. That's the whole thing about mayonnaise and things that you go to picnics with, because mayonnaise is mostly an egg product. You don't want to touch that. After a couple of hours, yuckabunga. And don't eat eggs that were dyed with chemicals that weren't made for food coloring. There are some that are and some that aren't. You got to check the label, find it out. All right, so I hope that doesn't spoil your Easter egg hunt or your Easter weekend. But in essence, I guess the bottom line is in these days, don't eat the dyed eggs.
Unless you're Kara.
Yeah, right.
I use food coloring, right. So it's all good.
Good. All good. Let's talk about some television news. Get the TV schedule. Mike Myers is in the news today, ladies. He was, remember the cameo in Bohemian Rhapsody? Mike Myers coming back to television, a comedy that's set for Netflix. It'll have him doing what he does best, creating new characters. Myers will play a number of roles, act as the executive producer. He said, I love creating characters, and Netflix has given me a fantastic playground. It's a 6-episode season. Doesn't have a premiere date yet. He was on television last in the 2017 season as the host of The Gong Show. Remember that? The latest version of it, anyway. So that's the latest on Mike Myers. I'm about to say Seth Myers, no relation. Mike Myers.
Right.
So, Jennifer, what do we have to look forward to tonight? CBS and all of the usual and NBC. I can do this.
Something really special on CBS.
Really?
I'm going to tell you about in just a moment. But just a reminder for Easter weekend, a lot of stuff going on. They've got Jesus Christ Superstar going this weekend.
They've got
Easter Parade on Turner Classic Movies, The Last Temptation of Christ on HDNet Movies. You can get your Easter fix in the movies on Saturday and Sunday. I also want to remind you, Dougie, on Sunday, it is the season finale of Madam Secretary, so you can check it out. Season 5 is over on CBS. We know that's one of your favorites. Now, tonight on CBS, I alluded to something very special. This is what I'll be watching. I Love Lucy's Funny Money Special on CBS. How about this? They're doing that colorized Lucy thing again on CBS. They've been doing it for Christmas for the last like 3 or 4 years. Now we find out they're actually doing it in the evening. This will start on CBS at 8 o'clock, and I think it's the Funny Money where she wins that lottery, and it's like the dollar bills or something like that. So you can check that out on CBS. They went through the dry cleaner or something. It's fun. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Also tonight, the season premiere of I Ship It on the CW. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend might be gone. The CW still home to musical comedy series. This is one of them. You can check it out at 9 o'clock. That's brand new, the season premiere of that. Last Man Standing 2 on Fox just got their renewal, so that'll be kind of fun. Now, here's how it all fleshes out for new programming tonight on the networks. On CBS, you've got that I Love Lucy Funny Money special. A couple of reruns tonight of Hawaii Five-0 and Blue Bloods after that. CW has Dynasty. That's new tonight at 8 o'clock. Fox, Last Man Standing, is new. The Cool Kids, also new, followed by A Proven Innocent at 9 o'clock. NBC, also all new tonight with Blindspot, The Blacklist, and Dateline NBC.
All right. That's the schedule for tonight. And now it's time for you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, to take a serious listen to this.
And now a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hits from the world of technology. Now our focus here at 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with a spoiler. The number one story this week has to do with Game of Thrones. Okay? Nah.
You've been dying to give a spoiler for a show that you don't watch.
That's true. All right, so Victoria Keeley's going to go through from number five to number one. And we start with the Amazonians at number five.
Yep, Amazon is reportedly in talks to offer a free ad-supported tier of its music service. Now, we don't have specific details when this will launch, or if it will be like a radio type of thing, or if it'll be on demand, but the new free service will emphasize Amazon as a direct competitor to Spotify, which leads the market. Amazon plans to promote the new option through its Echo speaker, so you'll probably be hearing ads for that soon. And music is, even though we don't think of music and Amazon together, it's actually a pretty big part of their business. Last year, a rep said that Amazon Music has tens of millions of active subscribers. If you're a Prime member, then you get access to a select catalog of music that's free, and then you can also upgrade your subscription from $3.99 to $9.99, depending on the number of devices that you have. And despite Amazon's music growth, the category is still a loss leader for Amazon, but it can actually afford to subsidize the cost because it has so many other profitabilities in various areas that they kept getting into, taking over Barnes & Noble bookstores, and they have Amazon books now and all kinds of stuff. So, but the bottom line is, if you are a Prime member, you can start listening to some of the Amazon music free.
All right, number four is a focus on a certain type of binge watching.
Yeah, and according to a new study published in the Journal of Science Advances, watching too much coverage of domestic terrorism can cause people to develop symptoms of PTSD, and that's post-traumatic stress disorder. The symptoms, in turn, can actually cause people to seek out even more upsetting coverage in the future. So it creates a cycle that's pretty hard to break. University of California at Irvine, psychologists spent 3 years collecting data from over 4,000 residents. This began with the Boston Marathon bombings in 2013. So many people followed that story relentlessly, whether it was on social media, and I remember following it myself on Twitter, on the police scanners, and that's really kind of what started it. Then the next incident that they studied was the 2016 Orlando nightclub shooting. And people who watched that that coverage, binge-watching that coverage, actually had more PTSD symptoms than people who were even at the incident. So it's just very basically the study says you have to really keep you've got to keep a lid on how much stuff you watch when it's bad news, because it can really have long-term effects.
Yep. All right, number three this week on our countdown to the number one story in terms of viability in the content department has sort of a focus on Hulu. This is I found this to be pretty compelling, Victoria, actually.
Well, Hulu might look very different a year from now, and that's because AT&T sold its 10% stake in Hulu back to Hulu for $1.43 billion. And so what that means is now that AT&T has been part of the Warner Media, which was Time Warner and AT&T, the big merger, AT&T is probably going to pull all the properties that they own, like TBS and TNT and other networks, and they're probably just going to have their own streaming service. Now, this is bad news for Hulu watchers, because Hulu is the only streaming platform that really allows you to watch a lot of different shows from various networks. And the bad news really that's coming down the road, and as far as I see it, is Hulu's going to end up being just a big Disney property. Right now, Disney owns 66% of it. So it's probably going to get lumped into
ABC
the new Disney
shows.
Plus. Mm. Yep. And so there's there won't be as much variety. So if you're watching old shows, finish watching them now, because they may not exist on Hulu for much longer.
All right, number two is a continuing focus on Disney.
Yep, Disney Plus announced their big streaming service this week for $7 a month, or $69 for the whole year. This will start November 12th. You're going to get all of the Star Wars movies. There are new series that are based on Star Wars. There are so many movies that are going to be part of this streaming service. Tons of kids stuff, 7,500 episodes of Disney TV shows, including all of Hannah Montana. And this is going to be, I think, a direct hit to Netflix. This is going to be a really, really big challenge, and Netflix is going to have to come up with a lot of original content to keep people there, as opposed to having them, you know, just migrate over to Disney Plus.
All right, and cheerfully, I give you the number one story about Game of Thrones.
Hoo-ah. Yeah, Game of Thrones is the big story this week. They return to HBO for the season 8 premiere, which is also the final season. And the bad news for HBO is that 55 million pirated views of illegal streams, downloads, and torrents happened in the first 24 hours. 17.5 million viewers watched it on HBO, but then think about it. That's a lot of free pirating video happening. So HBO is going to have to crack down on that.
Enjoy the simple things in life, folks. It's 59 past the hour. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.